Any change in normal conditions, like unusually warm water, can cause corals to release algae from their tissues. These algae give corals their color and provide their primary source of food.
In about 15, 20 years, we'll see some parts of the Florida reef tract bleach annually.
NOAA Assistant Scientist Ruben Van Hooydonk says that conclusion is based on water temperatures in the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean. Coral bleaching is supposed to happen only sometimes, not every year.
They're an early indicator of problems because corals are so sensitive to these temperature changes. They are serving us as a warning for other dangerous things that could happen because of climate change.
The study also found areas where bleaching will have less of an impact. Scientists say humans should reduce their footprint in those areas by minimizing reef damage caused by ships, pollution, and overfishing. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.